Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about the Reconquista movement, and specifically as it relates to the PCUSA. We're not really going to touch on the other liberal mainline denominations and their capacity to be retaken, but we are going to narrow in on the PCUSA, which is the largest liberal Presbyterian denomination in the United States. And this is a denomination that is of Redeemed Zoomers. So this is the denomination that he is most invested in saving. But here's the thing. There's 3 things. One, it cannot be saved. This is a sunk cost fallacy. Two, it's not worth saving. So not only can it not be saved, it's not worth saving. So sunk cost fallacy times 2. And 3, Redeemed Zoomers incapable of saving it, because he's part of the problem. You've put him in the PCUSA, but you can't take the PCUSA out of him. He is a liberal. He is theologically liberal, and therefore he does not have the guts, the theological fortitude to take it back. And they're not going to let people who do enter into their circles, which is what we're going to talk about today, because they have passed 2 constitutional amendments that twist the knife and are pretty much put in place to keep people that would actually save the denomination out of power. So they know the game of Reconquista, and they've already changed the rules so that they can, that the other side cannot win. So let's dive into this story. But first, I want you to know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. If you were on our newsletter, that's completely free, you would have gotten stories about this already. But we also have a Patreon-like system that gives you bonus access to bonus content. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you are new. I also have a book, Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare, available on Amazon, apparently on sale too. Cool. I don't have any control over the price, by the way. So with that said, the first article I want to talk about is this article I wrote for Sunday, and titled Redeem Zoomer and Protestia Trade Barbs Over Liberal PCUSA Church. So the Redeem Zoomer has been highlighting some churches, calling them conservative, and he says this is a conservative PCUSA church. And obviously there's some issues going on, because anyone, this church fails a website check so bad. Let's start with this church is South Highland Presbyterian Church. I believe it's in Alabama. So you would think it would actually be more conservative based on that alone, right? And there's another requirement of Redeemed Zoomer, which is a fixation on aesthetics. So this guy's very, very, very emphasizes the looks of a church. A church must be beautiful, which to him most often refers to masonry, like it has stone structures. I don't see a whole lot of wood, you know, those simple wooden white painted churches with steeples and stuff like that. Not sure he's much into that, but very much into the more cathedral style of church. Nothing wrong with aesthetics, and he has a whole map across the country with this. And ironically, the church that he has on his map that's in my hometown, I don't think really meets the aesthetic criteria. It's a Presbyterian, not PCUSA church, but nevertheless, I'm digressing, but I want to point out his fixation on aesthetics. He's also someone who thinks that Karl Barth is a hero of the church, and I would say it's very possible that Redeemed Zoomer is even more liberal than Tim Keller, who is extremely liberal as well, and he was kind of like a Rick Warren, but for New York City liberals. So, this is the person that wants to save the PCUSA, and this is the church that he says is super conservative. And immediately on the South Highland website, they fail the website check because they got female pastor. That'll do it. That'll pretty much say, yeah, this church is liberal, not going to attend, because there is no excusing that. But this gets even worse. This is not just a matter of this church has liberal pastors and Redeemed Zoomer is supporting it, because let's take a brief detour and discuss what Redeemed Zoomer thinks about female pastors.
God calls female leaders and pastors when there aren't qualified men. So even if female pastors might not be the ideal, God often calls women to fill men's positions when there are not enough qualified men. So female pastors are absolutely valid during this time of a severe pastor shortage in the PCUSA.
So those are Redeemed Zoomer's thoughts, and there's his justification for female pastors. So he's justifying female pastors. He doesn't believe it's, I believe it's a heresy. I believe that feminism is the number one issue facing the church. Like, this is the number one threat to the church right now. We got to get back to basics and get gender right. That is what we must do. We need to get gender right. And when we do, I think we're going to have a lot of progress. I'm already seeing, and I've talked about this in previous videos, something called what I'm calling the bro revival, where you're seeing a lot of men return to Christianity. You're seeing a lot of men return to tradition. But you're not seeing that as much with women, with young women. But we got to change that. And if we get gender right, I think we'll be making progress in this direction. And therefore, it's very critical that we don't screw up this issue. You know, it's very critical in the Southern Baptist Convention, where they failed last year to uphold male-only pastorate. And in the PCUSA, you're not going to take it back and make it a denomination worth saving, supporting female pastors along the way. And that's the compromise that Redeemed Zoomer has embraced. But even worse, this church is not only feminist, it's also incredibly woke. So this is a reading list that this church has, and it is a social justice book club. So they have a social justice book club. And if you look at this list of books, I mean, obviously by the name of the reading list, it's all woke. The South Highland Presbyterian Church Social Justice Book Club. It's all woke. You got Jamar Tisby's Color of Compromise. You have some woke essays. You have a gun control essay. You have some, you know, immigration stuff that's, again, pretty woke. A lot of feminist stuff. Waste. And then you got a recent book. It looks like Kingdom Raised, The Rise of Christian Extremism and a Path Back to Peace. So clearly going some blue anon with a certain J6 narrative there. So that is the reading list that this church recommends. This church is exceedingly woke, and it's not, you can't cover it up. It is that bad. And this is what Redeemed Zoomer is recommending as a conservative church. No. Like, honestly, you are better off swimming the Tiber than joining this church. The Pope isn't even this woke. And, you know, maybe we'll talk about that a different day, but he's not even this bad. Let's talk about the Matthew 25 initiative. So Matthew 25 invitation or initiative is a focus in the PCUSA. And it is a social justice program. And this church is a little bit more, what's the way to put it? It's a little bit more buttoned up. They're not advertising the worst of this program that is at the PCUSA level. You know, they got the woke on immigration messaging. It's, you got immigration statement, more stuff about virtue signaling, about refugees, some homeless stuff, which doesn't look terrible. But this is connected to a larger PCUSA initiative that is extremely woke and explicitly gay affirming. So this is Matthew 25. They have intersectional priorities, a whole section on it. And there's a lot here. You got the climate change, you got gender justice and heteropatriarchy. So this is a section that's all about being gay affirming. And yes, it does encourage usage of their language and trying to be inclusive and stuff. It talks about PFLAG. It recommends joining that organization. So this is an evil denomination. This is an evil organization. But can it be retaken? Can we fix the problem? And the answer is no. Short answer, no. Long answer, let's get into that. PCUA passed an amendment requiring pastoral candidates to be asked about homosexual support.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
So this is sort of an inquisition, and that is how opponents of this understand it. It's an inquisition to ensure that all future pastoral candidates are explicitly gay affirming, and it's like a test. They kind of have to be explicitly gay affirming in order to be hired, in order to be installed as a minister in some capacity at a PCUSA church. That is what this amendment is. It's called Amendment 24C, which requires pastoral candidates be questioned about their support of homosexuality. So in March, so there's a little bit of backstory. There are two amendments that are twisting the knife into the dead corpse of the PCUSA, and it's Satan twisting the knife. And the first one was an amendment banning discrimination against homosexuals. Now, this does not specify the scope of whether of the discrimination. And it doesn't necessarily specify issues like marriage, and that's their, you know, the copium that's being put out here, but it does seem to say, yeah, you can't say no to someone, you can't say no to a homosexual being in charge of a children's ministry because they're homosexual. That seems to be what the amendment does, or, you know, can you deny someone communion because they're homosexual? Doesn't look like in the PCUSA you would have the ability to do that. In fact, they could probably appeal to your elders, to your overseer, the overseers of the presbytery level, to take out any pastor that actually would dare discriminate against homosexuals and transvestites while we're at it. That amendment passed overwhelmingly. I believe it was only 12 presbyteries voted against it. So 12 presbyteries held the line, but not all of these presbyteries held the line on the other issue, which we're about to talk about, which is the Inquisition issue, where they ask you about these issues in order to hire or ordain you. And that is what the PCUSA has done. They are making it illegal for Christians to be members of, or to be pastors, to be elders, to be overseers and bishops, and maybe even deacons as well. So here, what's interesting is that the PCUSA pastors who oppose it, so Redeem Zoomers people, right? This is what Redeem Zoomers people in the PCUSA have to say about this issue. He said, They say in a statement to change.org, we understand, the undersigned acknowledge the value and efforts of the Presbytery of Olympia and their and concurring presbyteries to promote inclusivity and uphold the dignity of all individuals within the PC Presbyterian Church USA. However, we wish to express our deep concerns and dissent regarding the proposed overture to amend the Book of Order. The PCUSA is a vibrant tapestry of diverse theological conviction, reflecting the richness of our shared faith. Mutual forbearance and unity are foundational pillars of the Reformed tradition, allowing for a broad spectrum of spiritually informed beliefs to coexist and enrich our collective understanding of God's mission in Jesus Christ. Regrettably, key portions of this overture threaten to undermine these essential principles. Specifically, the overture proposed changes to G2, I'm not going to read the rest of that, appear to introduce an ordination question that is deeply at odds with our core Reformed tenet of freedom of conscience. Except for affirming Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, each ordination question requires a commitment to a mindset, method, ethic, and practice while allowing for plural interpretations of theology and scripture. This amendment would immediately disqualify and exclude many faithful and dedicated ruling elders, teaching elders, and deacons from serving due to their convictions. Moreover, at risk imposing non-negotiable and rigid standards on an issue where faithful Christians hold differing views. Wow. Let us not forget that our predecessors resisted the urge to define essential doctrines in the early 20th century, opting instead to leave room for the spirit, conscience, and interpretation. We must similarly resist the urge on matters we feel strongly about, even on matters we feel strongly about. The Church of Jesus Christ and Presbyterian Way is big enough for every person to find their place in ministry and service to the kingdom of God, except, you know, if you're actually a Christian, which is what this is about. So essentially, their whole argument is against 24C is rooted in a commitment to pluralism and diversity. It is not rooted in a commitment to scripture. It is not rooted in a commitment to what God says is right and what God says is an abomination. In fact, they do not believe that it's a sin based on their statement. They aren't arguing the issue. They are conceding it and appealing to pluralism and secular neutrality. That is what they're waving their white flag in the air, and that is what they're fighting for. And you know what the results of this argument were? I believe there's 166 presbyteries. So that's like the regional level of church government in this denomination. 166 of them. Only 9 voted against both gay amendments. These gay-affirming amendments, only 9 presbyteries voted against both of them. 9. Less than 10%. This is pathetic. Without subterfuge, Christians can no longer be elders in the PCUSA. And in the end, Satan is having his way with the PCUSA. And people like Redeem Zoomer are basically lying to their audience about the ability to win this fight. And, you know, again, I think Redeem Zoomer is pretty open about being a liberal. He's pretty open about that. But why would you take your family into a woke denomination just to make it more theologically aligned with Redeem Zoomer, or to do some sort of Hegelian dialect where, you know, the PCUSA as it exists now is the synthesis and Redeem Zoomer is the antithesis, and then some sort of synthesis is even to the left of Redeem Zoomer? Why would you want to work for that when you can take your family to a real church that preaches the gospel, doesn't pull punches, has Christian believers around you, which PCUSA churches often don't? Why would you subject your family, your legacy to that? So this whole mission is a sunk cost fallacy. Radim Zimmer, I don't think, is a good actor because he's not telling the truth about how the fight's over. You can't be a Christian and be ordained in the PCUSA once this goes into effect without lying or without having someone who already agrees with you, which, guess what? Only 9 presbyteries in the entire denomination have those types of people in majority. So, yeah, abandon all hope for the PCUSA. And as for the buildings, we'll buy them up in a generation or two. Because here's the thing. There may be a case that some of these liberal denominations are wandering in the desert. Once the boomer generation dies, they could actually be retaken. But there's also, a birth rate issue in this country. So I don't think there's any reviving these denominations. I really don't. Because of the demographics involved, I don't think that's going to happen. And I don't mourn that. They deserve to go out. And it's a sunk cost to waste your life to recruit people to a cause that will make them more liberal. Because I've seen the PCUSA rub off onto Radim Zimmer. He's based on one issue, and that is, he doesn't buy into Messianic Judaism. That's basically the only thing he's really based on. Other than that, you can't take the PCUSA out of him. And I don't want people falling into that. I don't want people following that bad example and following into the theological downgrade that led to the PCUSA state in the first place. It is not worth fighting to restore the PCUSA to a previous state of decay, to a previous state of their liberalism. It's not worth fighting for. That's all I got to say about that for now. If you like this content, do also subscribe to the channel to podcast if you're new. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.